Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Carlton Downsized by Tawny Chastney is being called by Pacific Book Review the perfect read for those who enjoy drama, action, and adventure. Fiction that delves into themes of memory and identity. Memorable, entertaining, with a powerful character-driven narrative. Carlton gets laid off from his job after 11 years with a company that a larger company has purchased. They're calling it downsizing. Bottom line, though, he's out of work. Carlton sells everything, gets on his Honda 750, his clothes packed in his saddlebags, camping gear strapped to the back of his bike. What starts out as a fun adventure takes a dark turn. Prisoners, drugs, kidnapping, robbery, all of that and more. Tawny Chastney is a retired teacher, lived in Southern California with her husband, loved to write, also the author of Ting, The Silent Warning. Now, joining us on This Week in America to discuss Tawny Chastney's Carlton Downsized thriller is her husband, Kenner. Kenner, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Great, thank you. I'm Donna's widower, I guess you'd call me. I'm 68 years old, and I am republishing the books that she wrote 20 years ago, Carlton Downsized and Ting, The Silent Warning. And myself, I'm retired aerospace engineer at Boeing Aircraft.
You know, it's such an amazing job that you're doing to continue the legacy. Tawny, Kenner's wife, died and passed away in December of last year, carrying on this legacy. And this book is, as I mentioned, receiving rave reviews. What was her inspiration, Donna's inspiration for writing this book? It really is a great story and so many different hooks. I mean, once you start reading, you don't want to put it down. What was the inspiration she had for writing Carlton Downsized?
I think it had probably to do with our traveling north. We would go up to Portland, Oregon to visit her mother a couple times a year. And, we had a motor home and, we'd stop and look at the sights and whatnot. We would sometimes play leapfrog with, bikers on the highway. Basically, we'd be zooming downhill past them. And then we would be laboring uphill while they passed us. I really don't know much about how she came up with the story. That kind of is a mystery to me.
Yes.
She never explained it to me.
Well, it's amazing in those moments like that, a creative person, obviously, she was, her mind is probably taking her to different places where she ended up, coming back and writing the story. The book is Carlton Downsized by Tawny Chastney, that's Chasny. Her husband, Kenner, is with us on the program today. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, writersbranding.com as well. The book is, as I say, on so many levels. It's very entertaining. It's a thriller. It holds your attention. Some new supernatural things are taking place as well. Was she a believer of the supernatural?
She swore up and down she had psychic connection with her mother. At times, she would get a feeling of like apprehension or something, and sense that it was from her mother. So she'd call her mom up and find her mom upset about something.
Interesting.
I guess that was it. And there was this other instance. I don't know if you'd call it a premonition or not, but at one time, she was working before she started teaching the skills instructing stuff. She was an assembler herself, and she was working on this prototype module. It was a new project, so it was like a prototype. She came into work one morning and found that somebody sabotaged it, just cut up a bunch of cables that were inside this module, and she was pretty upset by it because, of course, she didn't cause the problem. And anyway, that evening, she woke up, and she like she picked up a pen and she wrote down this something on her nightstand. And later on, I found out that she wrote this guy's name on her nightstand, and she turned out to be correct. The guy responsible for the sabotage was the project engineer, and he was trying to stall a project for some reason.
Interesting.
anyways, I figured that might have been a premonition. I don't know, you know, she knew the characters. I should say she knew the players in there. Maybe it was her so-called intuition made her think of the project engineer, you know.
It sounds like you were becoming a believer that she may have some supernatural powers. So you sort of like, when she says something, you have a tendency to believe her after she comes up with situations like that. Kenard Chasny is our guest on the program. The last name is spelled Chasny. The book is his wife's book, Carlton Downsized, by Tawny Chasny. You'll find the book at writersbranding.com. Amazon.com, author DonnaChasny.com, the website as well. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This really is a character-driven story, and you'll be caught up with a number of the characters, including the lead character, Carlton. Do any of the characters kind of resonate with you?
Well, there's one character has a flipped version of my name, Donna told me at one time that Carlton was me, and the only thing I had really in common that I could see with him was that I'm a enthusiast, a biker enthusiast myself. Yes. You know, and I was thinking I never really saw myself as him, and basically I've never had amnesia, so.
Other than the desire to hop on, in this case, when he hopped on his Honda 750 and took off, that could be you, but all of the other things around him, possibly, she developed as the part of the character. Donna's a very talented writer. How did she become a writer? Was this always something she wanted to do?
I believe so. She never really had the time, to sit down and write a whole book, but she used to write poetry, she would paint and draw and whatnot. But she had a collection of purse droppings, like she used to call them, and they were some of the poems she wrote, and some anecdotes, and some just thoughts that she had. They were like, you know, paragraph-sized items. And she actually started book writing after she retired. Then she had plenty of time because her kids were moved out and whatnot, and it was just the two of us. So it was pretty good for her to start writing at that point. She wrote a poem, or she submitted a poem to a contest. Poetry.com had a international open poetry contest back in 2003, and they wanted to publish her poem. She was a semifinalist in their contest.
Fantastic.
And she never, they sent her this, an artist proof form. And she had to sign it and send it back, but she never did. So I'm assuming that they never put her in that publication. But I think just the fact that she got that semifinalist status there kind of probably was good enough for her, you know.
Yeah, so talented. And Ting, the other book, and we'll talk about that here in a second, Carlton Downsized, the thriller, is the primary focus of the program today. Tawny Chasney, C-H-A-S-N-Y, is the author. Her husband is representing the book on the program today, Kenner Chasney. The book available at writersbranding.com, amazon.com, of course, all the usual places, and their website, authordonnachasney.com, all of that on our website. A little bit, tell us a little more about Donna Bitoni. You've given us some background on her. I know she inspired you in terms of writing, in terms of certainly carrying on this legacy with the books that she's written. Talk a little bit about what was most inspiring about her to you. Yeah, I'm sure there's so many things because this is her passion. You've talked about how she enjoyed writing, and that has to be an inspiration to you as well, certainly to carry on and possibly do some writing yourself.
My handler, I guess you call him, he's trying to convince me to write, and I don't really want to, but I might end up doing it anyway. She was like, to me, she was ambitious, creative, and somewhat of a perfectionist. She had this what she called squiggles that she would draw, and sometimes if she had a really cool one of her favorites, she would paint a large version of it. And these doodles, I found a whole cache of them, all different. Some are on typing paper. Some are on, yes. Steno notebooks and all kinds of different sized pieces of just scrap papers and what that she would draw these squiggles on, and they're like and they kind of follow a pattern where you see she's like in one mood she's drawing this kind of stuff, in another mood she's drawing another kind of object. Yes. Anyways, these squiggles, as she called them, they pretty much fascinate me, and I have I kind of collected them all. I got them all in one spot now.
Interesting, and I'm sure you go back often and look at those, and it's interesting that's those are so inspirational and such great memories that you have. A few minutes left in the program, then I want to talk about Ting for a second here, because that book's available as well. For Carlton Downsized, what's the main takeaway from the book? What message do you want the reader to grasp from it? Because there's so many different messages and levels in the book.
Yeah. I think it comes down to caring and sharing. People that have the ability to help and doing. Using their talents or abilities, whatever, to help somebody. In this case, the hospital staff, of course, helping out Carlton, and there's an interesting side where I noticed that there was also a caring and sharing kind of situation between one of the antagonists and the doctor, the resident doctor at the hospital, where he got his hand smashed, so he went to the hospital to get his hand fixed. Anyways, there's kind of like a theme going in two different directions. Well, I've read that book so many times, maybe that's yes. how I caught on to it. But I just wanted to mention that because it's like, well, she did end up putting two epilogues on that. And they were both having to do with a situation where that I mentioned caring and sharing earlier. Yeah.
Well, there's so many levels you can tell as Kenner's talking about the book Carlton Downsized, and there are twists and turns along the way, interesting characters, including twins that are there to offer their assistance. We've got elements of the supernatural. We've got memory loss. It's really a fascinating read and worthy of all the high praise that it's received. I'm going to take a minute or so to talk about Ting, the other books available, and you'll find that at Amazon as well. What's the silent warning you can give to the readers about Ting?
Well, silent warning, or the device she uses in the story is a crystal that communicates by either a positive sound or a negative sound, and Ting is the positive sound it makes, and Lily is the only person who could perceive the sound coming from the crystal, and she could also see brilliant lights emanating from the crystal that nobody else can see, stuff like that. So, the crystal is about intuition, and you know, like you get into a situation, your insight kind of pops into focus. And for instance, you meet somebody and you feel like that person can't be trusted. That would be your intuition, of course. And if you can imagine, if you've heard of the mind's eye, or as some people call it, the third eye, with that, if you knew how to open your third eye, you can predict situations and make proper decisions and whatnot. It goes along with about the third eye chakra, and they have these chakra stones that you can buy, and there's stuff that's supposed to help you tune your intuition because your third eye is up here in your brain, right up here, and so if you can open your third eye in your brain, you would be more insightful.
Yes.
Like that. Right. Yeah.
I think we've got their attention with the book Ting, which is also written by Tawny Chasnam. Take time for one more question here at the end. Has Donna always been vocal about women's rights? Was she a feminist?
Yeah. I would say that she was pretty much in alignment with the women's movements in back in the 60s and 70s. She was really happy to finally be able to obtain her own credit card, if you can imagine that.
Oh, yes.
But I'm talking about the 70s, right?
Yes, exactly. We take it for granted now, don't we?
Yeah. And another thing that she was adamant about buying and owning her own home without a cosigner. And I mean, like, namely, her then separated husband.
Interesting. I would think the answer to feminist, yes, she was in that direction and was part of that movement. And we owe her and so many so much, because we've come so far over the 3-4 decades, a generation since then.
Sure.
It's been a fascinating conversation, Kenner. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll have people go get the books that we're talking about, and they can follow the story of Carlton Downsized by Tawny Chasnam, that's Chasny, if you're Googling. The book available at writersbranding.com, authordonnachasnam.com, and of course Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carlton Downsized, the primary book we talked about today, but also available, Ting. With us on the program, Donna, Tawny's husband, Kenner, K-E-N-N-A-R, to talk about the books and to keep the legacy alive, the excellent job that she did in writing. As I say, a very talented writer, excellent reviews for both books. And Kenner may be joining her as a published writer. Best of luck with that as they try to twist your arm to get you involved in writing. I think you'd be very good at that. And I appreciate you coming on the program today to talk about Donna's legacy with these two books. They're incredibly well written and will delight a lot of people for many years to come. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
Well, it was great having you.
It was a little nerve-wracking, but I got through
You
it.
made it through it. You did an excellent job. With us on the program, Kenner Chastney, the book Carlton Downsized. Ting is the other book, and all of these written by Tawny Chastney. And you'll find the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.